The second stage tanks now pressurizing, and we're coming up on the power transfer. 50 seconds and counting. We have now switched to internal power satisfactorily on the batteries of the first stage, all three stages of the set. 40 seconds and counting. The vehicle, all stages pressurized at this time. We're waiting for the swing arms to come back. One should be coming back at this time, a second one at 17 seconds. We're coming up on the 20-second mark. T-minus 20 seconds and counting. 17 seconds and counting. Guidance internal. 15, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9. We have ignition sequence start. Engines on. 5, 4, 3, 2. All engines running.
Come from cleaning your basement. Have you ever thought of that? Can anything good come out of cleaning your basement? Well, I don't know about your basement, but there's only one good thing that can come from cleaning mine, and I'm going to tell you what that is in a moment. Hold your breath. My basement is unfinished. And I mean, that is the understatement of the year. You know, my basement isn't even started. Unfinished is not even started. My basement is in a state of primordial imperfection. In fact, if evolution were true, my basement is still a one-eyed fish. Melody and I decided to clean the basement over the weekend. One good thing can come from the basement. I'm talking about a book that I found while I was down there. We're snooting through some stuff, and I found this box of books, and I'm going through it. And the minute I saw the cover of this book, it took me back. It took me way back to second grade in Catholic school. The book is called Jesus Comes, Our Holy Faith. I was given this book in the second grade on the momentous occasion of my first communion. What's the first thing you do when you see an old book? Well, not me. I mean, I take the book, I smell it. Oh, man, it took me back. My nose is more accurate than carbon dating. I smelled this book. Oh, man, 1967, second grade, Sister Mary Margaret Stephen. I got a shudder. I wanted to drop to my knees and say, Ten Our Fathers. Boy, did this book bring back the memories. But you are not going to, as I began to look through this book, you are not going to believe what's in this book. I couldn't believe it. I used to do this stuff. I used to pray these prayers. All right, you're thinking I'm going to start picking on the Catholic Church. Well, I am, but with a purpose. I'm not just going to pick on them for nothing. I'm going to show you, I'm going to contrast this falsehood with the truth. And don't you Protestants over there be getting smug. I know that the Protestants, I always wonder, what the heck is a Protestant? I finally studied it. I think I got out the dictionary. The root word there is protest, right? Apparently, Protestants protested the Catholic Church. So, you're either a Catholic, according to common wisdom, you're either a Catholic or a Protestant. You're either for the Catholic Church or against it. But I think there's a third category. It's called freedom in Christ. Anyway, I'm looking through this book. I'm going, Melody, you've got to smell this thing. She goes, I'm not going to smell your rotten book. I just smell it. Smell this thing. Antiquity itself. I got so excited when I saw it. Second grade, First Holy Communion. This book is, quote, a religious series for the elementary schools. There are pictures throughout this book of children trying to please God or else. This is horrifying. I mean, this is child abuse. We talk about the priests today, the sexual abuse. You know, I almost think spiritual abuse is worse because you go the rest of your life afraid of God. Listen to this. I'm going to go to page 6. And the first thing I'm going to describe for you on page 6 is a picture of this girl in the picture. I got to tell you about these illustrations here. They're drawings. Every drawing is perfect because in the Catholic world, see, perfection itself is being the perfect person for God, being a person that pleases God. This young girl, she must be 7 or 8 years old. She's on her knees in her room. There's her window in the background, and there is a blue sky in the background. Of course, her drapes are beautiful white. They're scalloped. They're pulled to the side, as you imagine perfect drapes to be.
I love
There's
it.
There's a doll sitting on her window ledge. The doll's in a yellow dress. It has golden hair, as does she. Her dress, however, is green. very well pressed. It has a little white trim on it.
I love it.
Her hair is golden. Did I mention that? Golden blondish hair falling beautifully on her shoulder. She has a green hair piece. A green hair piece that, guess what, matches her dress. Accidents happen, I guess. On the table at her bedside, there's a lamp, an antique lamp that has little frillies under it. And there's a statue of Mary, of course, under this lamp. And I'm telling you, they must have taken this statue from my school. This looks exactly like the statues we had hanging around in second grade.
That's amazing.
She's in the perfect position for prayer. Let me describe it, folks. You're on your knees. Your hands are folded together. Your elbows are about a 45-degree angle, resting on the bed. There's to be a slight cup in your hands, apparently. But I got to explain, the look on this girl's face, you got to see it to believe it. She's almost in an ecstasy. It's like she's looking at Mary, at Fatima. She's seeing a vision. Actually, folks, she's scared to death because I can see under the skin here. I remember what it's like to hope to impress God with the fear and trembling.
I'm scared.
I mean, this chick's in a trance. You know what I should do? Really, I should scan this and put it on the website.
I'm scared.
I think I'll do that. I'll scan this and put it on the website. You're not going to believe this. Anyway, she's praying the morning offering. I got to tell you about the morning offering. And the reason I got to tell you this is you got to see what the adults are making the kids do here. More importantly is the six laws. I'm going to get into the six laws of the Catholic Church here. For a purpose. I'm not just gratuitously. Now listen, they think I'm gratuitously hammering the Catholic Church. No, I'm going to bring a lot of things out of here on the subject of sin. And especially going to talk about Mel Gibson and his movie. People are asking me, what's your opinion of Mel Gibson? Holy cow, my time's up already. I got to talk about Mel Gibson. I got to talk about sin. I got to talk about the six laws. Hey, look, tune in tomorrow. You got to come in tomorrow. We're going to talk about this. We're going to get into this pink book, Antiquity Itself. In the meantime, believe in God no matter what the clergy say. Thanks for being here. I'm Martin Zender.